WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is Eric Bischoff.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
My man, gather around.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Whose reputation for clarity and truth had become a symbol of hope.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, isn't it?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot.
The Omega.
Frankly, I've never been able to understand violence in any form.
Heartbreak Mike.
Has black hair, blue eyes, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and tells the truth.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I sort of have a problem seeing to live.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Any questions, class?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is Matt Hardy.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Bob.
This is the Masterpiece, Chris Masters.
If you don't tune in each and every week to WrestleTalk Radio, Matt Hardy.
WTR Sunday night.
I was thinking maybe we could go for a hamburger.
Suited, ready for the movement. I have been elusive. We're working on this new shit, not following the wave. Too many out of surfing, got no time for wasting, man. Far too busy working.
Nothing slowing down my pace. I grew up in different places, every day for segregated. My life discriminated, told that I would never make it. I won't spend it underrated, yeah. I don't need to stay on the move every day. Hope I never make it, though. Journey's all I'm living for. I feel it bending corners, no stopping what it's coming for.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here to talk the Elimination Chamber, the very first WWE pay-per-view where the results were up on Wikipedia before it began.
This is why we can't have nice things.
We can have nice things.
No.
We just know the ending to them already.
Oh, God.
We have opinions. Clearly, we have opinions.
When don't we have opinions?
Last week?
Good one.
So let's get to it. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. That was a thing. All right.
Mm-hmm. We have to talk about the thing now.
Yeah, because there's a lot of dances that's going to be happening at WrestleMania. Crappy three-way dances. Anyway.
One who has to actually lead us through this pay-per-view, the one and only, Tim Stein.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. I don't know. I'm just talking to myself, but you guys are listening, so that's cool. And we're going to be talking about Elimination Chamber.
At Flames Forum. For every bad joke. At Flames Forum.
Okay, blame at Flames Forums for bad jokes, huh?
Blame Tim for bad jokes on Twitter.
Newsflash, Ronda Rousey is the southpaw.
Apparently, Ronda has a big old welt on her face. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get to that.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
The ESPN reporter is reporting. Anyway, we're getting legit media now on this, so it's what everyone wants. Let's talk about pay-per-view, Tim.
Yeah, so shit happened and things went down, and it wasn't like it was predictable or anything. I'm going to give you a spoiler right now. When Heartbreak Mike does as good as he does in WTR Pick'em, you know that the pay-per-view is predictable. Mike, it's probably your best effort yet. Would you like to know what you did?
Sure.
Well, you'll just have to wait till the it's sure. time for you to pick'em.
I guess. Let's talk about this pay-per-view, because...
Well, you know, before the pay-per-view proper kicked off, there was a pre-show, and pre-show shit happens, which is basically an hour-long sell job for the pay-per-view itself. Hey, you don't get the WWE Network. It's free for 30 days. Just pay $9.95 a month if you're an American.
$9.99. Get it right.
Whatever. Fuck. $9.99 is $10.
Hold on.
I'm just going to call it $10.
No, it's $9.99. They've been only saying it for 4 years. Happy birthday, WWE Network.
Yeah. And happy birthday, Ric Flair.
But more importantly, happy birthday, WWE Network.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's my birthday too, but nobody cares. Come in the back washing dishes.
At flames.
Okay. Moving on really quickly.
So, yeah, there was a pre-show, but I'm going to go get Popeyes. So.
There you go. Yeah, there was a match on the pre-show, Gallows and Anderson taking on the Mr. Raj.
Yes, Mr. Raj now has matching jackets.
For once.
And is anybody going to say anything about Bo Dallas looking a lot more like Bray Wyatt the bigger that beard of his grows out?
It's better he's looking more like Bray than his sister.
Abigail?
Not Abigail.
Never mind. Don't even.
though, Bray and his sister apparently are a married couple, according to the Daily Mail, because they can't figure out that's his sister in a picture. Twice. The first time the news came out, and then the second time, Bray Wyatt with his wife, pictured.
He's not that far in the South.
Come on, people.
Is he that far back woods?
But here's the thing. They're showing actual pictures of his wife, and then they show that one. You can see the difference in the faces.
Not exactly the same people, Daily Mail, but they're British. What do you expect from them?
They thought Bray won the title in Germany. So anyway, moving back to this show, not last year's show, where Bray was a star in this show. Anyway.
Well, no surprise. Gallows and Anderson win the pre-show match, and it was almost good enough to be a dark match for WWE Raw.
It was your 8:45 Monday Night Raw match.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
They worked over Anderson, Magic Killer, yada, yada, yada. Revival was saying it's a mockery of tag team wrestling. So that feud will continue with Gallows and Anderson probably on Monday.
Oh, joy.
What's next, Tim?
The main pay-per-view proper kicked off.
Which featured what, Tim?
A bit of a surprise to both you and I, because this is the one match I think we didn't predict would be opening the pay-per-view.
No, but I could have predicted it if I wanted to, because I figured the women weren't going to be the main event like you thought they would be.
Well, I was saying that it would be understandable if it was the main event, because the women's chamber was a titled event.
But because of the outcome, it was in its right spot.
So yeah, no, I'm not gonna argue or disseminate anything as far as that goes. But I am kind of sort of surprised that the men's elimination chamber kicked off.
Okay.
The end of the pay per view.
Okay.
Kicked off the end of the pay-per-view.
It kicked off.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I was just waiting for it. Come on.
It kicked off your road to WrestleMania. There you go. Oh, God, that's an awful image I just saw on Twitter. Anyway. Keep going. Talk about the women's match, Tim.
Keep what?
Talk about the women's match.
I don't want to talk about the women's match. All right, we'll talk about the women's match because, yes, the women's match opened up the pay-per-view. And actually, placement was ultimately overall, with everything that happened in Elimination Chamber tonight, the pay-per-view, not the actual match itself. It, in its way, it made some good sense. It was quite enjoyable. It was better than I expected it would be. But at the same time, it delivered what I expected, if that makes any sense at all. I don't know. Probably doesn't, but can you follow that along, Omega?
I'm going with it flowed the way you expected it to, but it was performed better than you expected in the process.
My God, how are you able to read my mind so well?
How long have we been doing this?
Almost too long, I think.
Yeah.
So for those wondering, it was Alexa Bliss defending against Sasha Banks, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Mickey James, and Bayley. You had Bayley and Sonya to start, which was not the smart decision because Sonya's
green.
Green.
It's green as hell.
Very green. What the fuck? Very green. It should have been Bayley and Mickey to start because that would have had two good workers.
Yeah, but the whole rivalry thing that they were trying to go for wouldn't have worked the way they was hoping it would be working. It didn't work it.
You could have done the same thing if you put Mandy and Sonya 3 and 4 rather than 2 and 3.
Yeah, no disagreement there, but Bayley did her best to make it look good.
She did. She did.
Yeah. And there were moments, let's be honest, kids, there were moments where she did pull off the upset.
So what I thought was a nice spot was when they chained Bayley up in the chains of the chamber and started just beating on her. I thought that was a unique spot that was different that we don't normally see. We see them get pushed up against and beat on, but never arms spread out and actually beat on. I thought that was a nice touch.
There was one spot where it looked like they were trying to literally force Bayley through the links of the cage.
Yeah, there was that too.
Like, they're literally just trying to squeeze her through like a Play-Doh machine.
So, yeah, that was a thing.
And Bayley also got to do the RVD Spider-Man spot, which just don't do that to me.
Don't play with your heartstrings.
No, you can't mix my loves like that. It's not fair.
So Mandy came in third, Sasha came in fourth. I ask you this.
This is totally random, isn't it, Bella Twins?
Right. I ask you, Tim. Early start too obvious?
You know, I was wondering if they were going to do something, and you were all gung-ho about, I shouldn't say you were all gung-ho, but you were leaning towards it a little bit more heavily than I was, Bayley and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sasha heel turn, beat down on Bayley, and this is the night where Sasha goes full-out heel. And my thought was, we'll maybe see the start of it, because I'm telling you right now, I'm still expecting to see Bayley versus Sasha at WrestleMania. And if that's going to be the case, this tonight would be the night that they would have to get that started. And I think they did.
They've been doing a nice job slowly setting up the groundwork. They set it up on the pre-show. They've been setting it up on Raw where they're taking little jabs at one another, but it's not all outright, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's been subtle.
So far, yeah. And so far, everyone has been, every time it's been Sasha going at Bayley, it's been in a like every woman for herself situation. You know, where it's at the Rumble, it's in the Elimination Chamber,
it's going against Asuka, not giving out secrets on how to beat her. It's little things like that. And it's been nice.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose was the first one eliminated. She tapped out to the bank statement. Mickey was in. Mickey and Bayley fight to the top of the pod. Mickey then dives off the top of the pod to eliminate Sonya Deville. So now the workers are finally in this match.
Wow.
Like, I survived a train. I'll take the jump.
Nice TNA reference. Probably only three people got it.
But you know what? The right three people got it.
Very true. Then Mickey gets eliminated with a Bayley to belly. So then Sasha and Bayley are like, let's team up. Let's go against Alexa.
And Alexa did not want out of her pod.
No, she's holding the door closed. Then she escapes the other side. She starts climbing the other side of the chamber. Do you remember the wall in American Gladiators? This is what that felt like.
Oh, I loved this. I loved the cat and mouse of this.
Oh, it was great. I'm climbing up the wall. She's trying to escape. One side goes to the other. It was tremendous. And then we got the moment where Sasha Banks kicks Bayley off the top from the, she's climbing up the chamber pod.
Let's get this clear. Sasha is up on top of the chamber pod with Alexa, and then Bayley's trying to climb up after them, and Sasha reaches out and grabs Bayley's hand to help pull her up, and then boots her back down halfway through.
Sorry.
And the crowd went, oh.
They knew what was up.
And that, Tim, is part of the start of what's going on between those two.
That is the beginning, the genesis, as I said.
Another nice spot was Bayley had Sasha in the Tree of Woe. Then Alexa did a superplex. And Sasha's just hanging there, watching them both tumble. We then have Bayley and Sasha battle. We do the Sasha screams, I'm better than you, Bayley. And then Bayley hits the Bayley to belly off the top rope. She doesn't go for the pin. Alexa sneaks in and gets the roll up and eliminates Bayley.
It felt like Alexa was a little late to the spot because Bayley was just kind of hovering over Sasha like, I'm really dazed. I'm really dazed.
And what gave that away? Because she was late. Corey Graves screams, she should be pinning her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like 2 or 3 seconds late. She just didn't get there in time, which is understandable in this type of match, whatever. But she was late for the spot.
And the timing was off just a tiny bit.
And it made it look a little weak.
Yeah.
And then we got some interesting spots.
I mean, we got some really good spots.
We got go ahead.
The crowd just went to sleep as soon as Bayley was eliminated.
Yeah.
Like, the way they booked it, not only do you have Sasha leaning heel, so you leave yourself a heel versus heel situation, which already kills the crowd. You also, they're finally back to booking Bayley like she's Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this match, she was very plucky and resilient. She was picking her spots. She kicked out of freaking everything. That's Bayley.
Yeah,
she's
but the one thing that I did notice with Bayley tonight, she seemed to have just a bit more of an edge at the same time, slowly creeping in.
Well, that was NXT Bayley. When it came time for the big matches, she was ruthless.
She was not so innocent anymore.
Yes, this is true, but I'm just referring to her time up, on Raw,
mm-hmm.
since the call up. I mean,
yeah.
She hasn't shown that edginess until tonight, really.
She's been getting better. She put on a hell of a match with Asuka that looked like one of an NXT match. It looked better than their NXT matches.
And then she
put on a match with Sasha that was really good. And it's like, oh, wait, someone remembered what Bayley does.
And what she's capable of.
Like, you could tell, like, the way they were booking her in this match, the crowd was starting to get way behind Bayley, and it took the crowd out of the match as soon as she got eliminated.
So now it's down to Alexa and Sasha. It got weird when Alexa does the Twisted Bliss off the top of the pod. And it looked like she was going for a cover, which the first thought is, maybe you should do the Twisted Bliss into the ring instead of the floor, because then she goes for the rolls into a bank statement. They have to awkwardly roll back into the ring. Not the first time tonight we'll talk about this.
Yeah, there's another one coming up.
We'll get to that one later. And, like, in bank statement, she fights out, whatever. Continue to fight. Sasha then looks up. Okay, you climbed the chamber pod. I'm going to climb one. Well, she got stopped. The hanging DD from the top rope. Alexa Bliss, still your champion.
My take on this, first ever women's chamber match, the whole thing was predictable. However, the entertainment was on the money.
It was a solid chamber match. It was not the greatest.
It was the first, so technically it was.
Okay, that's a valid point.
But Thank you.
That's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, we'll if men and women are equal, it was not the top. It was a solid performance by the women.
It was.
They went out there. They did what they could. It got really good when it was Alexa, Sasha, and Bayley.
It was really good for the the triple threat version, like you were saying there.
Really good when we got the bad people out of the match.
Yeah. It is just too bad that they had to get rid of Bayley, like as quickly as they did and stuff.
Well, it's not that they got rid of her quickly. She's hung in that match quite a while.
She was the ring general, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like when it was just down to the three of them and then, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, the entire chamber match, I would have been satisfied if the thing was just 10 minutes longer, just to give them all a little more time.
Yep.
After you battle the two dead weights.
Yeah.
They went 30 minutes almost.
Yep. Just about 30 minutes.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. For the first time, pretty good.
Because last year was the first time the chamber went over 30 something minutes, and that was 34, and that was a really good one. I don't know what the clock was for the main event, but it was probably over that. But it had to be. After that, 2-hour match on Monday Night Raw. Though, I'll say this. Alexa was a star after this match. She cut a fantastic promo.
Starting out all teary-eyed and, oh, look what they did, and it's all because of me, not you.
You deserve it. No.
No.
And there's no one ready for Alexa.
She has been such the right one to carry that belt.
Yeah.
She single-handedly put that division back together and actually got it back on track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
Very, very consistent as champ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need.
Yes.
Unlike the Charlotte Sasha saga.
I mean, when they said tonight, there's like only 3 other women have held the belt more than 4 times and Sasha has a chance. Like, Sasha's hasn't been on Raw that long.
Nope.
Alexa, you mean?
No. I mean Sasha.
Sasha.
Yeah, because they're talking about how many times she's already won the women's championship.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because she was playing hot potato with Charlotte. Like, and okay, yeah, she's got a lot of title reigns, but they don't have a lot of price per mileage.
We bitched and complained about that the entire run.
I'll say this. I like how Michael Cole on the pre-show told his Sasha Banks story and then had to say it again during her entrance.
It's because Michael Cole, never mind.
He had one story. I was like, I'm going to get this in as many times as I can.
He had one job.
They gave him one tidbit and he's like, I talked to her and she was nervous. And yeah, I'm nervous. It's a chamber match. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. We heard you the first time, Michael.
Because they're going to lock me inside 2 tons of steel and expect me to fight 5 other women. Yes, I'm nervous.
All right, Tim, what's next?
Another match happened.
I caught him off guard saying, hey, Tim, host your show. Raw tag team titles are on the line. The Bar against Titus Worldwide.
the tag team matchup. I wasn't expecting a hell of a lot from this. I got more than I was expecting.
Did anyone believe, even in Black History Month, that Titus Worldwide was going to win this match?
Shut your whole face.
No offense, but no, I didn't think that Titus Worldwide was going to win.
I mean, I knew the niggas wasn't going to win, but, you know.
Thank you for being the one to say it. Of course, you're the only one who could.
Exactly.
There you go.
Bar one. Yay.
It was, bar one. I mean, I'm honest. I mean, hey.
They tried. They tried to make it seem like they would win. They tried.
No, they didn't.
They gave him a couple spots. But
no, stop it. Stop.
Apollo had a couple of really nice over the top rope spots.
Okay. Speaking of over the top rope spots, like, Sheamus and or Cesaro, you know, trying to push Sheamus out of the ring so they can get prepared for the big dive is like another one of those. You're in the ring. Why are you rolling out? There was no need to roll out. Oh wait, we need to do this big dive. So let's go out and just let's tuttle. Tuttle. It was awkward.
Very.
So the little things you notice on this show.
Yeah. Oh shit, I have to move to where I need to be for this next spot.
Let's go.
I have no transition for this.
You know, I try really hard when I'm watching professional wrestling. I try really hard not to be a nitpicker, and I try really hard not to notice something that you know, us hardcore IWC people are going to notice, or me as a booker, I'm going to like, you guys fucked that up. No, you weren't supposed to be that obvious. I try to ignore that. I try not to notice that. But it's really fucking hard.
There are times where it's like, oh, you just ignore it. But this was blatant. There's,
yeah.
This show.
But it wasn't the most blatant one of the night.
No.
But we're getting there.
Not the most blatant one of the night. No. Anyway, for Team Tim, another title defense. The Bar retains the tag team titles.
Woohoo! Points.
I can't wait for that fall that's going to happen. It's going to be a hard one. It's going to be devastating. We all just need to keep close to make it a reality. Anyway, up next, Nia Jax smashed an Asuka mask. Yay!
Nia looked like a snack. She was amazing. Now, at first, when the match happened, I noticed a little bit of confusion and whatnot, during startup matches, hit combo punches and whatnot, and I'm just like, okay, so you didn't toss her correctly. She didn't post. All right, cool. But I like the fact that they did manage to like get themselves together, pick it back up, and like try to fix it. That's what I like about them too. They have really good chemistry together. And first of all, Nia Jax pulled some moves. I was just like, oh, really? Okay.
She put her working shoes on. By the way, we're doing Asuka versus Nia Jax. I was only talking about the mask. But okay, we'll do the match.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. It's like, jump the gun 2 seconds. But it's okay.
Sorry.
But Nia did work. She worked hard. We had the bonsai drop back.
Yes! I mean, everybody just went apeshit for it. Oh, yeah, come on.
Though there was one awkward spot where she's doing a flipping leg drop. And
then she messed it up and Asuka got it.
Asuka got hit in it because Asuka, like, she did it right.
She did.
But she couldn't roll far enough away from her and she just sort of landed on her. And they tried to sell it, but it was like, oh god, what are we gonna, what can we do here?
No.
I give Nia credit. She worked hard. You could tell she was working hard.
She was working hard, and Asuka actually carried her and made her look a lot better than I personally think she is. I think she's still way too fucking green. But
she's in the position she's in. What that position at WrestleMania is, we don't know just yet.
I like the rumor mill on this one.
Okay. Officially, we don't know. It's going yet, but who knows?
But off the record, Rock.
I'm Omega.
Supposed to be Alexa and Nia, which is fucking dumb.
It would make more sense if they kept the partnership going and, you know, it would have been a big thing, well, but, you know.
Yeah, well, the one, Enzo.
Yeah, that, yep. Then, yeah.
Two.
By the way, they
Nia loses too much to just, like, suddenly shot. Go, no, I get a title shot now.
By the way, they've removed from Undercover Boss Enzo. He was supposed to be in a WWE thing with it, and they removed him. So, there you go. There you go on that one. So they worked hard. Asuka won.
You'd almost think that Enzo did something to get himself in trouble.
I know, right? Something.
That's weird.
And it was amazing, because apparently somebody couldn't take no for an answer.
No.
Nothing funny about that.
And Nia Jax was like, nigga, you gonna get this work. Picked her up and just beat her down, beat Asuka down. And then one of the, I believe, was a great spot. The barricade spot.
The overdone barricade spot. Because Roman couldn't do it.
I don't care.
Roman couldn't do it tonight. So who got to do it?
Nia.
Because that's Roman's spot. Go ahead.
How many times have we seen a woman do the barricade spot?
I think Nia's done at least a couple times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the Samoan spot.
Jesus Christ, it is. Wait, so that means, no? Because that means Goldberg is... Ugh. And then she left off. After that, she was like, yeah, I'm not finished with you. And then just walked up, back up on the ramp. Could we see a three-way dance?
No, because she lost.
No, we'll see.
Because she lost, and that was the whole deal.
Card is subject to change.
Well, that was the whole thing about the match that she had. But, you know, like, let's just ignore the stipulations that we put into place to make it a three-way. When we go into WrestleMania, we'll figure something the fuck out, okay?
Okay.
Alexa! I was supposed to be in that match, too! Oh, I know, Nia, but you're not, because you didn't win, you dummy. But I could back up and protect you and shit like that against, Stephanie, can she be in the match anyway? Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Mike.
Ow.
Unless it does work that way. I know, don't hurt your brain.
No, my ears.
Never talk like that again.
Don't
ever,
fucking record and clip me again. Not you, Omega.
No, I'll clip that. That's fine.
No, don't clip that, you bitch.
No, I'll clip it. You just gave me permission.
No, I didn't give you permission.
And yeah, anyway. Moving on.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah.
Speaking of Alexa, she liked what Nia did, and that's where she dropped the line. No one's ready for Alexa. But again, great, great work by Alexa with the promos.
Yeah, Alexa's not going to be too upset that Asuka got her ass handed to her post-match.
And she's not going to be too upset that Asuka's going to SmackDown, but...
Swing low, sweet chariot.
It's a chat room chance. Clip it, clip it, clip it.
Fuck off, chat.
You can interact with us live at WildTalkRadio.com. Or tweet us at WildTalkRadio.
Matt is going to get his ass handed to him.
Then we have Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy.
Bray.
Ooh, yeah.
Or whatever he does.
That was Matt.
That was really bad. Thank you very much for playing.
Mm-hmm.
So Bray appears, Matt disappears, Matt sings, Matt reappears. Fans had a beach ball. They wanted their beach ball back. The wrestling was solid. Crowd was still chanting for Rusev.
Which is weird. He's on another brand completely.
But every day is Rusev Day. Twist of fate, Matt wins. Fans didn't seem interested.
Fans, a bunch of assholes.
Yep.
It was a good match. The storyline is kind of interesting. It may be a little too, I don't know, esoteric for the average wrestling fan to comprehend. I don't know. But there was absolutely nothing wrong with this program that these two just wound up into tonight.
So here's what is wrong with Matt Hardy. Why Matt Hardy was so great in Impact was because the broken Matt Hardy character didn't wrestle that often.
Mm-mm.
It was all about the weird stuff he was doing outside. And when he had his big moments, They were total nonstop deletion. They were the final deletion. They were things not in a traditional sense. That got the gimmick over.
That's what worked.
Putting this gimmick in a WWE universe where they can't go outside of it is hurting if they can take Matt out of the universe of WWE and put him in his own universe, a broken one, we could see something really good. And maybe because now we're ramping things up for WrestleMania, that's where they go.
Okay.
Or at least you would hope.
At least you would hope. But that's how you describe, that's how you should do it.
One can hope.
I really want just some utter batshit match between them, some weird ass final deletion shit where they're inside the Hardy compound. But every time they go through a door into a different room, they go into the Wyatt compound. Like, dimensionally, it's the same place.
Every door opens up into the Wyatt compound.
Yeah, and then when you leave the Wyatt compound, you go back into the Hardy compound.
They don't think like us.
So I have a Twitter question for Omega.
Oh?
Alex Cage tweets, is Omega ready for season 4 of Lucha Underground?
No. I don't think Lucha Underground's ready for season 4 of Lucha Underground.
I'd like to take this moment to say hello to, what's his name?
Alex Cage.
To Alex Cage, and thank him for following all of us on the Twitter.
Brian Cage is signed with Impact now. Ricochet is signed with WWE. So you're out to your top guys right there. Del Rio's a fuckwit, so he's not around. Mysterio's out.
But guess who's-
Morrison's out.
No, he's back.
Oh, is Mundo still... Okay. Mundo. I didn't know if he kept his contract or not since he signed with Impact.
This is why... I'm spoiler alert. This is the reason why I haven't continued Omega is back. I can't watch because of...
Goes away.
But he comes... He just came... He's coming back again.
He goes away again.
But he just came back again.
He goes away again.
I don't care. I can't stand him.
He goes away and he stays away.
No, he's...
Last time.
No, he's back again for season 4.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
I should have said that with a lisp, too. Did I say that? Spoilers. Anyway, moving on. Time to sign a contract, Tim.
Oh, let's just have a segment that starts out flatter than Coca-Cola that's been left on the kitchen table for a week opened. At Flames Forums. Why? It's the truth.
We only give the emails when he says something offensive.
That wasn't offensive unless you're Ronda Rousey.
Or a week old Coke.
Or a week old Coca-Cola, but week old Coca-Cola is too stupid to be offensive.
Oh dear lord.
So Kurt Angle comes out, and then we have the Authority. The movement has arrived. Triple H and Steph Man.
Boo.
Quit saying movement, because if you keep it up, I'm about to have one.
Ronda Rousey comes out to a nice ovation. She starts tearing up a little bit.
And stumbles over her promo, and it's like, oh my god, Ronda, put the fucking mic down and beat somebody up, please.
Yeah.
This is what I thought.
She needs to be the quiet killer type.
And she got there. And
okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold it. Omega, what you just said, did you say that to Rock during the show?
No.
No? Okay, but you said it now. Here it is at, oh my god, where is it?
It's there.
I'm just looking for it on the chat that I had going with Rock during the pay-per-view.
Oh, he's trying to find receipts. Okay.
At 10:04, well, Tim keeps all of his receipts, he's a Jew. 10:14.
So, okay, here it is. Yep.
All right, fine.
Tim, yeah, 10:14 Eastern, which is 8 o'clock and 14 minutes after on Mountain Standard Time. Omega, this is exactly what I said to Rock.
He could say it out loud so people can understand what
I'm
about
to. I just want Omega to read it first.
I mean.
And you see the timestamp, so you know that I'm not, we are not bullshitting when we keep talking all the time about you and I have been doing the show for too fucking long. Mm-hmm. I said, and I quote, this is definitely a character that will be best served letting her actions do the talking.
She needs to be a Lesnar type. If anything, she should be a Paul Heyman girl.
Could we please get Paul Heyman to be her advocate?
At the very least, until she's had time to actually work on her promos at house shows and at the Performance Center, because she's not there yet. It's not the same as memorizing lines for a movie. where you get to take and retake and retake. You know, it takes time to be able to talk on a microphone naturally and get through your lines and dialogue without stumbling and get it out convincingly.
Seriously, it's harder to get out a scripted promo live than it is for a wrestler. Then it's harder to do that than it is to go through all of the moves that you talked about with your opponent, air quotes, like 3 hours before the match.
Yeah, but that's the problem with rushing her on to TV. I mean, I know she's been training and all that, but she hasn't worked on the promo side, and she's in a spotlight that forces her to be on a microphone.
Yeah.
So it's the rough spot of Ronda Rousey right now, and they need a mouthpiece so she can work on it.
This is why I say that the segment started out as a lead balloon, but thank goodness for Kurt Angle.
And please, people, don't boo her yet. She hasn't done anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Like,
there's been so much hate.
Oh my god, she hasn't taken anybody's job away! Shut up!
No, she took someone's spot. Guess whose spot she took? Paige's. Wanna know why? Paige got hurt.
Paige can't wrestle anymore.
Alicia Fox out with an injury. Gone. There's two spots open. Someone needs to fill them.
Well, at the same time, you know, it's not that there's two spots open. They still would have made room for her. She's not taking anybody's spot.
Right, but
she's taking Ronda's spot. This has been in the works since her appearance at WrestleMania 30, what was it, 2?
31.
21.
Yeah, WrestleMania 21, according to Kurt.
When she was 18.
No, here's the thing. So much hate today on the internet. There's been so much hate. There's no reason. Like, come on, let her work. And today was day one. I like that she acknowledged that she needed to earn the crowd respect. I mean, she was hearing what people were saying on the internet, and it's like, here, people, I'm going to earn your respect. This is day one. That's it.
You know, and WWE has been dying to find another China ever since Triple H screwed her by not screwing her anymore. I'm sorry that was crude, but you get the idea.
So, I'm going to move away from that one. Focus on
yes, the just keep moving on quickly. Ignore it.
Focus on the segment. So, Hunter's like, you want no perks and contract. Ronda's like, yeah, I want to be treated like everyone else. And then you see Kurt in the background. He's sort of, you know, talking to himself. And then he's talking to Hunter. Steph is with Ronda, and they're just talking. And she looks over. Kurt, you have something to say? And then Kurt's, you know, we're just joking around, yada, yada, yada. It's like, and then Kurt brings up, they wanted you here to manipulate you.
Oh, I love that one line that he had. 3 years in the making, and now we own the bitch.
Yeah, it's 3 years later, and we now own the bitch, was the next line. Yeah.
Yep.
And then Hunter's like, the flu. He had the flu. He was hospitalized. It's the flu that's making him say all this wacky stuff.
Why are you stirring the shit this much, Kurt?
And then,
like, I thought you wanted this job. What are you doing?
And then Hunter takes Kurt to the back, and they're still walking up, and then Kurt can't help himself because he has that wacky flu, makes him say weird things.
It's the NyQuil.
It's the NyQuil. He's all drowsy. Kurt's
That's what they all say.
Kurt's like, Steph.
That shit's 50 proof, buddy.
Kurt says Steph's called Ronda a has-been, and then Ronda got those killer eyes.
Well, don't forget the other half of that.
What was that?
Steph said Ronda's a has-been and that she could probably take her. There's the killer eyes.
Yeah, there's the killer eyes.
Like, where everyone's like, Stephanie's about to die. Then Triple H gets in between them to try to break him up, and everyone's like, Triple H is going to die.
Then Triple H died. He got put through the table.
And the table died. The table died.
In my head, I knew. It was like, this is Schrodinger's table. It's not out there to just look pretty. It's going to get smashed.
I'm glad they moved the cat out of the way, Omega.
I didn't, in my head, my wild thought, like, if this was a crazy ass, like, indie promotion that just didn't give a fuck and just did whatever would get the biggest pop possible, she slammed Triple H through the damn table.
Okay,
oh, fucking hell.
I just read something in chat. This is interesting. That was fun, and we all know that's Matt. Honestly, WWE found their stone cold women. What the fuck did I say?
What?
Yeah. Honestly, WWE found their stone cold woman. Okay. Stone cold Steve Austin as a woman is Rowdy Ronda Rousey is what he's alluding to. I said to Rock, looks like they're doing the Stone Cold Steve Austin angle. And here's where I think I see this whole setup going. Triple H and Steph taking on Kurt and Ronda at WrestleMania.
What? No.
That's her WrestleMania match.
No.
Because they couldn't get The Rock. Because
they couldn't get The Rock.
For the record, the female Steve Austin is called ODB.
Shell, yeah. Oh,
well, she would be if she was in WWE.
So Hunter gets put through the table, and Steph's like, oh no, no you didn't, no you didn't.
Slap!
Slap right across the face of Ronda.
And the crowd chant was beautiful.
You fucked up.
Fucked up. Oh, hell yeah.
And then Steph bails. As Ronda signs a contract and drops it on the body of Triple H.
Who is still out.
Still out. He sells like anyone. It's tremendous.
Kids, don't miss Raw tomorrow night when Ronda Rousey makes her Raw debut.
And she's going to air some things out, according to Stephanie on the Raw Talk. According to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne, Ronda was seen walking around with a handprint on her face.
Slap! Yeah, she's a UFC champion. You think she pulled that slap?
No. And guess what? No need to.
Ronda probably told her, just let me have it.
You work with Ronda, she can take it. And you know Steph never pulls that.
If you tell Steph, go ahead, hit me, don't worry about it, Steph's going to hit you.
Yeah.
She grew up in a wrestling family. You never tell anybody, any member of a wrestling family, go ahead, hit me, like, do it, and not expect him to do it. It's just not done.
Which now takes us to our main event.
Oh, yes, the women's chamber match.
The seven-man chamber match for a shot at Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. For the first time in history, JoJo had to make. It's the largest Elimination Chamber match in history because there's seven men. Roman Reigns, woo! Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, John Cena, Elias, The Miz, and Braun Strowman. They could have cut out 5 minutes of Elias singing from this.
Nah, they couldn't do it.
They could have.
I'm sorry. It's Elias. You ain't going to cut that out.
You could have.
Shut your face.
But the noise from the crowd when he said, I'm just going to go into my pod.
That's when you should hit Braun's music.
I can't. Like, it might have gone on a little bit too long, but God, no one's working the crowd better than Elias these days.
Oh, it was fantastic, but you could have cut a couple minutes off of it. It started to drag. So Miz and Rollins and Balor start. We have three workers to start a match. Amazing. It wasn't as flat as the women. Then we just sort of battle, and we had wrestling moves back and forth. Miz was, you had Cena come in. He did his thing. Rowan came in. He did his thing. Miz hit the it kicks on everybody.
Which was such a fucking stupid spot, because four guys just sat there on their knees going,
kick me, kick me, kick me.
We're stunned.
Just kick me harder. Right
just waving there like a Mortal Kombat fatality waiting to happen. Just hurry up and pick.
And then things got really interesting when the monster among men, Braun Strowman, enters the fray.
I still like how he just stood there completely motionless in the pod the whole time.
Yeah, I did like how everyone, you know, went after each other in the pods. They were just, during their entrances, they just stared at all the other wrestlers. Good time. Mm-hmm. So Braun gets in, he chases Miz to the top of the pod.
That was great.
And Miz gets his face rammed into the plexiglass over and over and over again.
I thought he was going to break him through it.
I was waiting for it to fall out. I really was.
And then he tosses Miz onto everybody. They cut to a replay so Braun can get down.
Yeah, I was thinking during this segment, he's not going to use him as a lawn dart, is he? He's not. Oh, shit, he just used him as a lawn dart.
He did.
So those things have been banned. What are you doing, Braun?
So Miz is out first via the power slam for Braun Strowman.
Elias, remember those words, children.
Yeah. Elias is in?
No, he's not.
No, he wasn't. He was eligible to enter, did not enter. He stood there and waited as four men hit a shield powerbomb on Braun Strowman.
Didn't work.
Pinned him simultaneously, all four at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kicked out. Kick out. Spear. Kick out. Curb stomp. Coup de grace. Still alive. The monster is still alive. He's down, but he's alive. Then Elias finally enters and has to go, do I know wrestling moves that I can pull off on everybody? Including pulling off an elbow drop. Because, you know, reason.
I really wanted him to just run out, try to get quick pinfalls, and as soon as it fails, run back to his pod and close the door again.
Mm-hmm. But eventually, the monster among men rose from the dead and eliminated Elias.
The day the music died.
That was a lot of work.
Then John Cena does some dive off the top of the top rope. He was on the chamber, but it was top rope.
Yeah.
And Braun caught him. Power slam.
1, 2, 3.
Oh no, John Cena's eliminated. Oh no, John Cena has no road to WrestleMania.
No conventional road.
Oh no, what is John Cena going to do? Is John Cena not going to work WrestleMania?
Another season of reality TV.
Oh god, this is a thing. This came from WWE Creative-ish. There's no one left for John Cena to propose to at WrestleMania. Accurate. And then on the Raw Talk, John Cena's like, I may have to do something outside of WWE etiquette. Whatever that means.
Okay.
He may have
You're
to.
You're gonna violate wellness?
Well, maybe Roman Reigns.
Shut up!
That's your main event, Roman Reigns. Just saying. Just out there. Could be out there this week, we'll see. Maybe he's gonna summon the spirits of the dead and they will rise again.
Think about it. It's not gonna happen. Forget it, Rock.
John Cena versus Andre the Giant. Stop it.
No. Giant Gonzalez. The work rate.
It's just Kali in the bodysuit.
The work rate of that match will be tremendous. and then eventually Finn Balor would eat a power slam from Braun Strowman and get eliminated.
Finn Balor was given a nice little spotlight in this thing, though.
Yeah. At this point, there's a nice little human-shaped dent in the mat.
Mm-hmm. So Roman and Seth decide to team up.
What else are you going to do at this point?
And they're tagging on the Braun and whatever. And then Roman hits this really awkward Samoan drop on the metal, what was metal before, part of the chamber. Chamber floor.
On the outside of the ring in the edge of the chamber.
Yes.
There you go.
Because I'm really trying to figure out another name for it. Anyway. Then Seth Rollins comes off the top of the chamber pod.
Wait. Right after Roman delivers the Samoan drop and right before Roman, Rollins jumped off the top of the pod?
Yeah, he jumped off the top of the pod, hit the frog splash on Braun Strowman on the outside of the ring, right? Because that's where
What happened next?
No, that's where the bump should have taken place.
Yeah.
Instead, the bump took the thing, the spot where the frog splash happened was in the middle of the what? I'm just
like, what?
What sense, motherfucker, do you make it?
Oh my.
Braun awkwardly having to get into the what?
This is what we were alluding to right from the start of this webcast.
This was awful.
It was worse than a train wreck.
What?
Worse than the great Kali winning a title.
What? Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
It's worse than
the Jinder Mahal title reign.
Whoa.
Accurate, though?
Yes.
Inaccurate.
What made it...
This is a motherfucker!
What made it really weird is Braun awkwardly moving his arms around to make sure he's lined up straight.
Yeah.
All right, am I straight enough?
Where's the spot? I gotta be over here. Okay, no. It's just gonna. Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
All right, come on. My arms are on my side.
Like
you can
seriously, you can hear it. Even though he didn't say it, you can hear him saying it.
It's like, come on, jump on me. I can catch you now. Calm down.
That's the number one thing that bugs me and the thing I notice the most often as far as, oh, I'm not in my spot, is trying to scooch over for something that's coming off the top.
But he scooched over from the...
He scooched over from outside the fucking ring.
It was so bad.
He moved a third of the way across the ring. It's not like he got up and stumbled and, you know, because you can do that. You can get up, climb into the ring and make it look like, oh, you just had a dizzy spell and you fell down miraculously right where you're supposed to be lined up. No, he scooched.
Here's what they could have done. He could have stumbled up after the Samoan drop. We know Roman knows how to hit him multiple times. Superman punch, stumbles over the ropes. Big bam boom. Now I'm in position. No, awkwardly scooches off.
And this was just absolutely horrible. And this is where Braun is showing that even though the kid is talented, yeah, I can call him kid because of my age, not his. He's talented. He's, for a big man, is really good. However, he still got a little bit of the shade of grass about him in June.
So After that awkwardness, Braun would then hit a power slam and eliminate Seth Rollins. So,
that's not the most over finisher right now.
So let's
recap. It's like power slams and eclipses. Just no one kicks out of this shit.
Nobody.
We're the F5 right now. So.
It was a spear as well.
Well, almost. So, let's do a recap. Miz via Braun power slam. Mm. Elias via Braun Power Slam.
Braun Power Slam.
Cena via Braun Power
Braun
Slam.
Braun Power Slam.
Finn via
Braun Power Slam.
And Seth Rollins via
Braun Power Slam.
This now, set up Braun Strowman's record performance.
In any other Elimination Chamber match, this by default means you won.
You won the game.
But
there's a Roman Reigns.
The cheat code of all cheat codes.
He's the seventh in the, yeah. It's, okay.
See, when you're playing Mortal Kombat and you beat every opponent with a finisher and
then not Mataro,
you think you've won and then fucking Reptile jumps your ass.
No, he's Mortal Kombat Trilogy Mataro. Uh huh.
So the announcers are putting over this record
for Mataro.
So the announcers are putting over this record-breaking performance, but it doesn't do anything when you lose.
Yeah. Seth went an hour and 5 minutes in the gauntlet match.
What'd that do?
Lost.
What'd that do?
He fucking lost. Sasha went over 50 minutes in the Royal Rumble. She fucking lost.
What'd that do? So, Braun won the gauntlet, the two-hour gauntlet. He eliminated five people here. What'd that get him? Oh, I know. Superman punch, Superman punch, run through a pod, Superman punch, hearing boo birds when Roman Reigns hits two spears and gets a win. People will say this elevated Braun Strowman, but Braun's at the top, he can't go any higher because there's a Roman Reigns ceiling that is stopping it.
He's flipping Mack trucks. You can't make him look more impressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much were you guys anticipating him actually flipping over the Elimination Chamber itself?
I was seriously thinking he was just going to rip Elias's pod off its hinges. Just not even like break through the plexiglass, just the frame itself. Just rip
just
it off.
Just rip the whole thing right out.
Now, Roman Reigns beats the guy who beat everyone else. Doesn't even look strong coming out of this because Braun beat him up.
Yeah.
Setting up the TV match probably coming in the next couple weeks on Raw. Because you need to do something. Because you need Braun to, again, put over Roman.
Setting up Braun for WrestleMania for what?
Miz?
Exactly.
Miz? Maybe.
Miz. The guy who's literally like the most over thing you have anywhere right now. And he's going to get relegated to the mid-card.
Okay.
You're great at your jobs.
Matt, Braun is not a mid-carder. Braun is a main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
But he has nowhere to go.
Braun's a main eventer by default who is blocked by the glass ceiling known as Roman.
And it's B-R-A-U-N.
Yeah.
Not Brawny Towel.
That is the Roman Lesnar shield that we live under right now.
And here's the thing. I've been saying this forever. It's not going to get any better for Braun. Why? Because Roman's going to win that belt, and they spend an entire year. You think Roman's going to lose it in a month? Hell no.
No, it's going to be the same shit. He's just going to be there more often.
Which means Braun's got to go to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way Braun gets out of this. He's gonna
team up with Jinder Mahal.
Go away.
No.
No. No.
You kidding?
He's gonna
devour that plate of curry.
So, yeah. That was your show.
That's exactly what happened. The Elimination Chamber, predictable. But you know what? Tonight was fun.
Mm. It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Good job to the women.
Yeah.
Good chamber match. Nobody died.
Hunter sold like a champ.
That was the biggest surprise of the night.
That was Hunter sold really good.
Hunter just getting lobbed through a table.
He was like, "What's going on? Oh God!"
Like it's nothing.
But
he has been doing it for a little while.
Just a little while.
Not for a woman. This is a how many time world champion just letting himself get completely dominated by a woman.
13-time world champion.
Not paying money for it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't ever walk over one of Omega's bad jokes again, Mike. That was just terribly bad of you.
I mean, that's fine, but let's kind of face facts here. Yeah, Triple H doesn't sell for nobody.
Which is a fallacy and a myth.
He just sold one slam for 5 minutes.
Which is, no, but what I'm saying is, you know, but with him, then that Ronda Rousey, first of all, that the way that she plexed the table, huh, that was good.
No, she's looking really good. I bet that she didn't have too much of a problem transitioning.
No, she just gotta, she's
in her training.
She's gotta get her promo skills a little bit up, but you know, we can work out the kinks.
Well, it's like Rock and I said, and Omega said it too. She's gotta not talk, and I would love to see her team up with Heyman. Because let's face it, after WrestleMania, Brock's out of here for a while. He might even go back to MMA, if not UFC, then one of the other ones.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be a thing. We'll see.
So Tim, pick 'em results. What do you got?
All right. Well, Random wound up in 14th spot. Got one right, five wrong.
Well, wasn't a good night for Random.
Rob didn't do too much better. He was all alone in 13th spot. Two right and four wrong.
I gave him one to make sure he was right on one.
Yeah, you gave it to him. Okay, no, pick this. Well, okay, I will.
I said don't pick Nia.
There you go. Magic 8 Ball, WWE 2K18, and Subway all tied in 10th spot with 3-3, so they batted 500.
Okay.
Tommy C, in 9th spot all by himself.
He should be in the third, but, you know.
What's that? Well, no, he only picked 5 matches, not 6. That's why he's in 9th, not 3rd.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That other match counts.
Okay.
But he did go undefeated at 5-0. So, good for you. Too bad you just didn't get that one other match, Tommy. But tied for third place, yours truly, Rock, Lindsay, Lone Jobber, Starscream Josh, and Sheila, we all came in at 5-1. And in first place, faithful, loyal listener, to the archives, Michael Peterson, 6-0.
Nice.
So congratulations to, all of our pick'em guys.
Hell yeah, congratulations are in order. Woot.
Yeah. And most of us, except for Jobber. Jobber picked Sasha to get 5-1. One other person picked Sasha for the 5-1. But whenever, for the other 5-1s, it was like, okay. Most of us was picking Bray to win, so... You know,
I'm surprised I was able to sneak this through. Mike, you didn't ask where you wound up. Because I didn't mention you. And you missed it completely.
Mike, this is where you ask, hey, Tim, where did I finish?
I'm scared. Where do I finish, Tim?
6-0 tied with Michael Peterson.
Whooped.
You share first place this week.
That's what happens when you look at Wikipedia. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Yeah. No, I'm like dead serious because I totally... No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I looked this morning. I was like, wait, there's a pay-per-view. Crap.
I got to pick shit.
Right. Yeah, I got to picture it. Yep. That's fine. So I got 6-0. Woot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not jinx it. Let's see what I'm doing in the draft.
Well, I got good news for you, Mike.
I'm scared.
Next week you get a chance to run the table again because we're doing a preview for another pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, crap. And what is that? No Way Out? Fastlane.
Fastlane.
No, this was No Way Out, technically.
Also known as the AJ Styles Show.
Points.
Speaking of which, I think I wound up with a few points tonight.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Sure we did.
I don't think we all did. I don't have totals for the week, but here, for like overall totals, but for the week, Tim had like 33 points. I had 9. Omega had -4.
Mike had 0.
My mystery has to be something terrible.
No, by the way, this does not include mystery points.
Oh, crap.
The mystery points are not added in yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Lindsay has 6. Mike got 22 for the week. And the intern had 5 for the week. The mystery points have not been added in any sort of thing. So Tim could be, like, even farther ahead. Or he could be closer than we know.
Please, Jesus, if you love me, do something good.
Before mystery points, I think I'm at 206.
Fuck.
Well, I already won. I don't care.
Shut up.
It's supposed to be Mike's here, remember?
Yeah.
We haven't had a multi-time winner yet, have we?
No, either.
I was going so strong, and then I got Jason Jordan.
Either Mike wins his first one, or somebody becomes the first two-time winner.
God, now I'm going to know how Jeff Hardy feels.
Tim, if you do the math, you're at 197.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm... that was...
Don't go off the total I posted earlier, because that included part of the scores from the week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Got it? Anyway.
So I was only off by 9 points, by my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
So, there you go. And as far as Pick'em goes, WrestleMania's going to be booty full.
Oh, God. WrestleMania's going to be a lottery. Somebody going to get mad.
That was a hint for something. Anyway, close this out, Tim.
Yeah, I kind of sort of know what you were alluding to there, but we're done for tonight, everybody. Right. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw show.
Are you sure? Anyway, type in
okay,
chat.
It's the Raw post show.
No, about the other thing. Text. Tell me the thing in Skype, and I'll tell you you're right.
Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything goes down. Whether dead men arise... or not. We'll talk about it. Raw Power Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Tuesday, we might even actually see WTR's Championship Professional Wrestling Sims.
It's the working plan. We'll see.
That's the idea.
It's the working
plan. If that happens, it's 11:15 Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
It's the working plan. We'll see.
Yeah, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning congratulations to The Rack for winning Media Interview of the Year, the annual Wrestling Radio Awards for the Shawn Michaels interview.
That's right. Check out The Rack every Thursday night. We'll have a chamber review. We will have SmackDown Throwdown, NXT Rundown, Mixed Match Challenge Review, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show, and all your favorite social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram. It's all there, Rack Radio Show.
And, of course, Saturday night's midnight-ish, or as close as you get to it, that's Eastern time, another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the worst-tasting electronic cigarette on the planet, CB Radio.
Last night we did Second Bananas. This week the tentative plan is game shows. Tune in for the Greater Than Great Debate, part of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, CB Live on Facebook, Twitter, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
And of course, programming note, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. We're supposed to be back and we'll talk a little bit of wrestling. And hopefully we'll have enough matches to preview and play Pick'em with.
Yeah.
Next Sunday night on WTR, Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com. Follow me on the Twitter, at Flames Forums. Follow Wild Talk Radio, at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter machines, at WTR, Sunday night. If you don't have Twitter, sign the fuck up. That's the trend. Check us out on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/wildtalkradio, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hold on. Facebook.com.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go.
Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I've done my plugging. You know what? Mike has like a very, very small amount of things to say, so we're going to let Omega have the main event. Go, Mike.
Wow, I am Jason Jordan. anyway, for
Set
those
it,
of
donkey.
You... Shut the hell.
Fuck
the so anyway, yeah, go to add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. I am actually going to be taking a hiatus on my simulation wrestling project, so but if you guys want to watch the archives and stuff, you can go to facebook.com/DragonHonorWrestling. I do have a little bit of news during this coming week. I just got to talk to the right people, and there may be an announcement. You may be seeing Heartbreak Mike actually stepping forward back into the squared circle one more time. So we will figure that out. I'll let you know this week.
Omegas, tell us about your stuffs.
Well, my stuffs is generally easy to find, though if you are on Facebook, you will have to search out TJ Reviews in order to find my posts. Everywhere else, however, the name TJ Omega is what I go by. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel, which is finally back to being active after way too long of a hiatus. And, of course, TJOmega.net for everything. YouTube won't let me post over there.
Remember, you can catch all WTR programming streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Get the app. It's free for your mobile device. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
I think we're done.
We're also on iTunes. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Now we're done.
Now we're done. Okay, have yourselves a great week, everybody. We'll catch you next Saturday for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio. Hydrated cause my name's Water Will. It's the Evian Don. It's the Fiji OG. Everybody in the city know me. Know me. I hustle to make it. I gotta go shine. I'm doing the work, work. I'm spending the time. I hustle to make it. I gotta go shine. I'm doing the work, work. I'm spending the time. Man on a mission, that's me. That's me. That's me. To be what I'm destined to be. 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 Man on a mission, that's me. That's me. That's me. To be what I'm destined to be. WildTalkRadio.com.